I'm Dave Cornwell, and this is the Dave Berta Podcast.
What do you think Polyev's next move is? Dave and I were kind of talking about this before we hit record. He says he's sticking around.
He lost his seat.
He
lost his seat in Carleton, the seat he's represented for 20 years.
So he lost his seat to Bruce Fanjoy.
Yeah, of the Liberals. Yeah.
The best, worst last name I've ever heard. What do you think his nickname is? Fanboy. That's what we're calling him from now on, Bruce. So he said he's
probably calling him King.
So Polyev has said he's going to stick around as leader, which means by-election probably. Is that first of all, is him sticking around as leader a good idea? Does that do good things for the Canadian Conservative Party?
I was on CBC's Alberta at Noon program today. And it's a province-wide call-in show they have on over the lunch hour. And one of the callers asked that question, is do they think Polyev would stay? And I said, thinking about it, I mean, I think it really depends on where the Conservative Party membership and where their caucus is right now. Because, I mean, they've punted, so they, you know, they got the Stephen Harper, I don't want to say they got rid of Stephen Harper. Stephen Harper resigned after serving 9 years as prime minister after losing in 2015. They got rid of Andrew Scheer after 2019. They got rid of Aaron O'Toole after he lost in 2021. I think there's a difference between those two and Harper. But I guess I'm waiting to see, like, who is the new face of the Conservatives in Ottawa in terms of, like, the caucus? Like, is there going to be a demand to get rid of Polyev and choose a new leader? And I'm not sure that I don't know that there's a desire from within the Conservative Party to moderate, as some people have suggested. I mean, if the candidates who ran for the Conservatives in this election, many of whom were nominated, you know, a year or two ago, or some of them were, but you know, they were attracted to Polyev's style of politics and, you know, his style of campaigning, and the people who, you know, the thousands of people who showed up at his rallies were attracted to his style of campaigning and his style of politics. And among that group, you know, many who might buy a Conservative Party membership might be Conservative Party activists right now. Will there be a demand from them to see a new type of leadership in the Conservative Party? And I don't really know the answer to that question, but I'm really interested to watch and see.
Yeah, I'm not really like in the business of giving like free advice here, but like I think that Pierre Polyev undoubtedly grew the conservative vote in this election. Like, if you look at the demographics, mm-hmm. and you sort of cribbing what Jason Kenney said last night on CBC, but he undoubtedly grew not just the base, but he grew it by demographic and he grew it by issue. And I think some of those issues a lot of the economic fear and like crime and quality of life stuff, like I think he really did a pretty good job of owning that all the way up into the election. But I don't want to take that away from him or the CPC. Like that's like literally undeniable that he did that. But he's also clearly a massive liability. Like his personality, the way he does things, clearly the way he manages the party, is a massive liability. The knives were out for him before the election was over, or before people even voted. He's so polarizing. He's been that way for his entire 21-year political career, and I just can't see him not being a complete liability. They gave him a makeover 18 months ago, mm-hmm. tried to make him a kinder, gentler guy by having him like talk about people that he wished he could have met at the debate. Like his best moment in the campaign was probably that speech he gave at the end of the English language debate. But it was at the end of English language debate I don't think that the people that they've just brought onto the party are exclusively Pierre Polyev acolytes. I think that they will stick around if the Conservatives can maintain focus on those like bread and butter, everyday, like home, like being able to buy a home, having a safe street, and, you know, and having some like appreciable economic opportunity. I think if they can keep speaking to those issues, they'll maintain those voters, but it's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Conservative Party of Canada is great at fundraising. They are great at organizing. They are great at campaigns. The only thing they are not good at is winning. And I don't think that you can have a liability the size of Pierre Poilievre and expect even in 2 years to win, particularly in these circumstances where we're like all kind of like we're supposed to be fairly unified. And mm-hmm. I think the next like 6 months might end up being a big sea change for how we view politics in Canada. But I mean, maybe not. But.